Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's high school sports action, football from Jackson. Jackson County Central playing host to the Roto Valley Cardinals. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now with the pregame and all the play-by-play of tonight's high school football action, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. Good evening. Welcome into another edition of Redwood Valley Football down in Jackson, taking on the Jackson County Central Huskies, a battle of the unbeatens here tonight. Both teams checking in to week six with a record of 5-0, and both teams getting it done in differing styles here so far this season. For the Cardinals, a lot of great defensive performances so far this year. A lot of turnovers surrendered to the defense, and they will try to grind one out here against the Huskies. For Jackson, they're getting it done on both sides of the ball. A lot of points scored in their wins so far this year, but also have held teams off the board for the most part as well. So it should be a great matchup here between these two teams tonight. And we've got our usual stable of great pregame content for you here to cover tonight's matchup. We'll start off talking to Huskies head coach Tom Schuler. We'll also be joined by Coach Lundeen. And, of course, to finish it off, we'll talk to Ryan Phelps of Minnesota Sports Online, talking about the state of high school football here in Minnesota. So plenty of pregame content for you as we kick down to kickoff here tonight. And what is a very nice night so far. Temperature's pretty mild, right around 50 degrees, and shouldn't get too much colder. A cloudy day, but looks like one that should be pretty good for some football here tonight. And we'll see what happens when we kick off in just over 30 minutes. So, starting off our pregame coverage, let's hear how things have gone for the Huskies so far this year. We'll talk to Huskies head coach Tom Schuler.
And we're joined by the head coach of the Jackson County Central Huskies, Tom Schuler. Tom, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Well, let's take a look at how things have gone so far for the Huskies. They come into this matchup with Redwood Valley with a 5-0 record and have been really leaving no doubt in any of the games that they've played so far. Just to give us a recap, Tom, of how things have gone so far for your team.
Well, we haven't had a real difficult schedule. We got to be honest about it. I think we've had one team come in here that had a victory at the time we played them, so we haven't had a meaningful third quarter yet, and that's worrisome when you come into the playoffs. Like the game you guys had last week against Pipestone, that's a great football game. It's tight the whole way, and you got to learn to play under those conditions, under those pressures. So we're really looking forward to tonight because we know Redwood's got a really good football team, and they're going to provide great competition.
Tom, looking at the roster for the Huskies, a handful of seniors, but mostly juniors and sophomores. Who have been some of the senior leaders for this Huskies team this year?
Well, we've got Eli Edlin, who returns at offensive tackle for us. He plays some defensive tackle, and he's been a two-year starter, so he's provided a lot. We got Caleb Bentz, who's another returning offensive lineman at center for us, and we got Logan Bannister, who plays some guard, and we moved him from defensive end last year to defensive tackle, and that's been a great move for us. Those guys have really contributed a lot for us, and like you said, I think we have six seniors. We've got a lot of juniors, and a lot of those guys were forced into action, last year as sophomores before they were really ready, and they actually came through really well for us. But a lot of our juniors are really experienced juniors, which is a big difference, between juniors that are just playing for their first year.
Any underclassmen that have really impressed you so far this year?
We are not playing. That's the one thing about playing so many sophomores last year. It's really tough to break our lineup right now as a sophomore. Elijah Mayhem-Bratrude is a running back for us, and he's really right now the only sophomore that is getting steady playing time for us right now.
Okay. Looking at this matchup against the Cardinals, they're coming off of the win against Pipestone that you referenced earlier, 16-14 in overtime. And for Redwood Valley, it's been a steady dose of defense for them so far this year. Looking at this matchup, the Huskies offense against the Cardinal defense, what are some things that the Huskies will need to do offensively in order to put some pressure on this Redwood Valley defense?
Well, I think we got to control the front four. I thought Redwood Valley just dominated Pipestone up front, and I think Pipestone's got a good football team, so that's alarming. We haven't seen a defensive line like this, so we have to first be able to run the football, be able to double team some guys, slow them down with a trap game, do some different things against you guys so that the front four just can't run up field and create havoc, which I thought they did against Pipestone on a consistent basis.
And flipping it over to the Huskies' defense against the Redwood Valley offense, what do you want to see from your defense in this game in order to keep the Cardinal offense off the field?
Well, I think probably the same thing that every other team has tried to do against Redwood Valley. There's a number six by the name of Cole Woodford that creates a lot of problems. I think on defense, he's the best defensive back I've seen on film also. I think he's got like 8 interceptions, which is obscene for the amount of man coverage you guys play. But every team is trying to keep track of him when Redwood Valley's on offense because his in-the-air skills are phenomenal. When he gets into a jump ball, 50-50 ball situation, he's winning like 75-80% of those battles. So everybody's trying to provide help on him. And the problem with that is it weakens you horribly against the run. And you've got another, I think, number 15 is an outstanding receiver on the other side. So that creates a lot of trouble. And it can create some confusion if you try to do too much against him. So we're trying to slow him down. I don't think you can stop him, but you know, he's had big plays in all your victories. We've seen a lot of tape on Redwood Valley, and he's a really good football player.
Excellent. Well, thanks for helping us preview the matchup here tonight, Tom, between the Cardinals and the Huskies, and we'll see how things turn out on the field.
Okay, thank you.
We're joined now by Redwood Valley head coach Matt Lundeen, and coach, coming off of a 16-14 overtime win against Pipestone. A fun game to watch, a fun game to be a part of, I'm sure, and definitely had a playoff feel to it. Now that you had a couple days just to kind of take a look at everything, what were some of your takeaways from the game?
We were really pleased with how we played. I mean, it was a game that we played a lot of great defense. We really did. Offensively, made enough plays to win the ball game, and special teams, you know, especially, you know, Matthew Metzel made a number of really big punts, and then you look at Cole Woodford on his runs on our swinging gate play. So we were really pleased with a lot of things we did, and we were also really pleased in the sense where we really feel we have a lot of areas we can improve on in all three phases of the game. So that's what we took from it, and really we flushed it pretty quick because we knew we have a lot of work to do ahead of us, and you know, we're downhill now. I mean, it's crunch time right now as we go forward into Jackson.
The offense has had a little bit of an issue with turnovers here over the last couple of weeks, and just looking at what the turnovers have been, a couple weeks ago it was mostly fumbles, and this past week against Pipestone, more so the interceptions, but mainly just from a standpoint of Alex trying to make some plays and avoid the pass rush. In terms of just limiting some of those turnovers, is it anything specifically that you do, or you just kind of tell the offense, hey, let's make sure we're being smart with the football?
Yeah, I mean, our huge thing is always ball security. I mean, you can't – I don't think – I mean, I bet you go back in history of anything and name two teams that have won a football game when they've given up 7 turnovers in 2 games in a row. I bet you it probably has never happened. 7 turnovers can't happen. I mean, there's just no way around it. I mean, you putting it as a little bit of issue with turnovers is putting it very nicely, but we can't do that. That'll cost us a football game. And we need to make sure we take care of it. Doesn't matter if it's fumbles, doesn't matter if it's INTs, but got to take care of the ball. It's just huge momentum booster. It's huge field position battle. So we really worked hard on it, and we have really all year from day one. You know, ball security is huge.
Third down defense continues to be a huge strength for this team. 0 of 15, St. James was a couple weeks ago. I think Pipestone was something like 3 of 18 this past week. And that really speaks to just how sound this team is playing defensively. As you mentioned, they know what they need to do, and they have been able to execute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been really good situationally. We really have, especially defensively. You know, going back to the first game of the year, we stopped teams really big on third down and on fourth down. So we're playing great situation defense right now, and those are definite things we can positively build off of. You know, the good part is we're healthy, so we're moving forward. We're not doing patchwork, which then you're just always doing patchwork and not improving. And, yeah, we're excited to play Jackson.
The Huskies, as you mentioned, they are the next opponent. It'll be a road game for Redwood Valley going down to Jackson to try to dethrone the Huskies. With Jackson's offense, they certainly have the ability to put up a lot of points in a very short amount of time. What are some things that that you have been letting the defense know they need to be keeping an eye on?
You know, their number two, their quarterback, is a good athlete that's going to be on the field. I mean, he's going to be the best athlete on the field. He's dangerous running the ball. He's dangerous throwing the ball. They got a lot of good athletes. They have two backs that run the ball really hard. They have receivers that they can throw it to, and they get off the ball really hard, you know, offensive line and defensive line. They're going to be a great test for us. We got to play good football is what we're going to have to do. But, yet, those are the type of teams we want to play right now because they make us better, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of what happens on the scoreboard. We just need to play just like last week. If we would have lost the game against Pipestone, we're going to be a better team because they push us to get better. Same thing with Jackson.
Do you mention to the team specifically, hey, let's go out there, let's show Jackson what we've got, and let's try to show people just how good we can be?
Not really like to show Jackson. We just really try to, our message is we're going to do what we do.
Sure.
Let's not worry about who we play. Regardless if we're playing Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, or Windham, or Martin County West, we're huge on our process. Always has to be the same. How we play has to be the same. Now, I mean, it's human nature. You know, we knew this last week. The Pipestone game had a lot of extra little juice to it for a lot of reasons, and I don't anticipate anything new with Jackson, but we have not said anything like, hey, let's go stick it to them, let's go show them who we are. We're more of, hey, we got to play our football, and then we'll let everything else take care of itself. It's probably the least amount we've ever talked about other opponents than we ever have. Okay. And I don't know if that's just kind of the way we've evolved in our years of coaching and just teaching the game, but it's just so much of it comes back to if we do what we need to do, everything else takes care of itself. Sometimes you get so wrapped up with the other team that you forget about what you have to do.
Final one for you here, Matt. Just looking at from a penalties standpoint, it seems like the team has done a pretty good job of eliminating any of the extracurriculars. There have been a few here and there, but for the most part, it seems like it's things that can be corrected, whether it be a false start or things like that. How much of a factor has that been to the team's success to be able to limit some of those after the play penalties?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's huge. I mean, you can't give anything for free. I mean, you can't give the team a free first down. You can't give them free yards. We got to make them earn every inch, every yard. And a huge part of that is what penalties can we control. You know, some things like holding and those things, pass interference, they're going to happen during the game. Sometimes those are judgment calls, but when they're non-judgment calls, those are 100% in our control, and we got to make sure that we give zero of those.
Perfect. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for helping us preview the Cardinals-Huskies game. We look forward to what should be a good game between a couple of very good teams here in Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait.
And we're joined once again to take a look at the Week 6 high school football matchups by Ryan Phelps of Minnesota Sports Online. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me. It's the rain looks like we're safe, at least where we're at. So I think we'll have a dry night for homecoming at TCU. So
okay,
looking forward to that.
Nice. Yeah, it's just kind of an overcast day, but it sounds like the temperatures are going to stay in the mid to upper 40s down here for a huge matchup between Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. So happy about that. But we've got plenty going on the high school football scoreboard. Wanted to start, I know as we get further into the season, you guys start to unveil some different things to keep track of throughout the year. And we'll start with the top performers heading into now week six. And I find it very interesting, Ryan, to just look at some of the points per game that teams are able to put up, led by Spectrum, who's scoring 61.4 points per game. But also some area teams mixed in there as well. You've got Bold at 59 points, Jackson County Central 49.6, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's 48.4, and Marshall 46. So no shortage of offense so far here in the high school football season.
Yeah, certainly not. Some of those teams, you look at Spectrum now. I talked a little bit about them last week, and they're running back slash quarterback, kind of a hybrid position. I think, a case of, for them, now this isn't the case with all of them, but for them, the competition they're going up against isn't quite up to par with them. You could almost say that about Marshall as well, that Marshall is the biggest school in their district and plays a lot. Well, they play against TCU as an example, a small 3A school, and so they just roll through the regular season. I'd like to see Marshall push it deep into the playoffs, and you know, they always have such a tough section to go through. So hopefully the Tigers will make a run, maybe see them down at U.S. Bank one of these years would be nice, especially for the listeners down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, looking at the other side of that coin, of course, the points against, and this is where you get some of the crazy numbers. Providence Academy giving up 1.2 points per game, followed by Caledonia at 2.6, tied with St. Thomas Academy. Then you got Stephen Argyle at 3.6. So we've got some teams who maybe have given up just a touchdown on the season, and even less than that with some incredible defensive performances.
Yeah, Providence, four shutouts and one game where they gave up 6 points, and I'm guessing that was in garbage time because it was 55-6 for a final.
Wow.
I'm guessing that through the first half and probably three quarters of games, if you look at that game in particular, I'm guessing they've pitched their starting defense has pitched a shutout all year. And now that's not against just, you know, nobody. They've had a couple of good opponents they've gone up against this year, starting with St. Croix Lutheran, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But yeah, and you know, Caledonia is one of those teams we talk, you and I talk about a lot during this segment, just because they're always good and they're always on that list. They don't necessarily score tons of points; they just don't allow any, and that's why they have been so successful all these years. Nothing against their offense; their offense is good as well, but their defense is just dynamite every year.
Up next, we've you guys keep track of the winning streaks and the losing streaks, and just looking at that list, Caledonia still on that 46-game winning streak. They're taking on Dover Eota here this week. Mineota's next with 19. They're taking on Springfield. Spring Grove also with 19. They're taking on Houston. Then it's Piers at 18, taking on Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Holy Angels at 12 games against Benilde St. Margaret. And Owatonna, 11 games, taking on Rochester Century. Do you expect any of those teams to get a challenge here this week? Will we see any of those winning streaks snapped?
Yeah, a couple of good games there. Caledonia will win again, but that Dover Eota team's pretty good. They're a 4-1 squad. The only one that could get snapped this week, I think, is Spring Grove in 9-man. They go up against Houston. Houston is a team, if you recall, last year that snapped that 50-whatever game winning streak that Grand Meadow had. Now, Spring Grove ended up beating Houston anyways last year, but definitely it's a good Houston team, very good Spring Grove team. So that one could, that one's in jeopardy tonight. The others, no. And in fact, I would say of this list, I think you'll see Owatonna repeat as champions. I don't know if anybody else will. I would guess Mineota and Caledonia probably have a decent chance as running the table here through the season, but I definitely see Owatonna as the top team in 5A. 6A is just a toss up. There's only two undefeated teams left in Class 6A.
Wow.
Lakeville North and Blaine. So nice, really good parity in Class 6A this year. But Yeah, I see Houston potentially knocking off Spring Grove, although that one is in Spring Grove tonight. And Dover-Yota should challenge Caledonia, but the Warriors will win that one. And I like to see Owatonna run the table. And they've got Jason Williamson, which we will actually feature here in a few weeks on Minnesota Prep Spotlight. Rumors circulating, he's going to the Gophers next year. They're saying that he might be the best football prospect out of this state for a couple of generations now, maybe dating back to like Darryl Thompson.
Oh my. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if he can put together some nice numbers for the Gophers when he gets there. But
yeah, he's a big kid. I want to say he's like 6'2", 200 pounds, and he's just lightning fast.
Wow.
So he's an absolute D1, top prospect. Speaking of that, I just ran into it with one of our teachers at school's father coaches down at Winona. I think they're number 2 in Class 4A this week. And they've got a defensive end that's a Division I recruit down
nice.
In Winona. So they got some good things going on down there. They've had a pretty strong program just in the last couple of years, which is a huge turnaround because they were the bottom feeders for a long time.
Nice. Over to the other side of that, we've got the losing streaks, and I keep hoping that that Red Lake will snap theirs now at least 69 games, but that looks like one that will be going on for quite a while. Next up is Onamia. They have a 26-game losing streak. They'll be going up against Ogilvy this week. Lyle Pacelli, 24 games. They're going up against Lanesboro and Benson. They are going up against ACGC. Any chance that any of those losing streaks get snapped here this week?
I don't think so. Benson, I feel like they're on the cusp, but, then they go up against Bold, one of the best teams in the state last week. They lost by 70 points, 78-8 was the final there. But, they're at home tonight against ACGC, and that's a two-win squad. Yeah, there's a possibility there. The others I don't see. And going back to your initial point about Red Lake, so I have written there that the streak dates back to at least September 2nd of 05. So as long as I've been on the radio doing my 3-minute show, that started in the fall of 2005, when our website dates back to for Red Lake's wins and losses. I don't know beyond that. It could be a 150-game losing streak for all I know, but that's as far back as I can find records for. So I want to get that one off the books. I desperately want a Red Lake win at some point. It won't be this week. I'm sure it won't be this year. They've had a couple close games over the years against some of the other weaker teams up in the northwest part of the state. Cache Lake Bena doesn't have a real strong track record, but I don't see it happening.
Well, we'll keep.
Although War Road, they play War Road tonight, and the Warriors are 0-5 this year.
Okay,
so both teams are the Warriors, I guess.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, I don't see it, but as good a chance as they'll have this
sure.
year, I think.
Ryan, looking at the matchups for Week 6, we talked about Houston and Spring Grove a little bit. The one that I'll be keeping an eye on is Redwood Valley at Jackson County Central. The Huskies putting up some huge numbers here this season, but found it interesting in doing my pregame with their head coach that they really haven't had any sort of a challenge yet this year. So they are guarding against a Cardinal team that was able to beat Pipestone in overtime last week. So that's another one of the undefeated matchups. St. Peter also going up against Marshall in the Battle of the Undefeateds. Any other games that you will be keeping a close eye on here for Week 6?
Yeah, that Rushford-Peterson-Goodhue, just because I was at Goodhue a few weeks ago, is an interesting game to me. I'm curious to see what undefeated Spectrum, as we talked about a little bit earlier, now that they're playing St. Agnes tonight, a little stronger club than what Spectrum is used to seeing. We'll see if they continue their video game-like numbers that they've been putting up on offense. You got the big one, though. That's,
yes.
That should be a fun game. Jackson County Central, obviously, you know well. You see them every year. They came up and stole one from you guys last year at your place. So I think it's redemption time for the Cardinals. I'm looking for a red victor tonight.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, it's about time for the Cardinals to be able to take one back from the Huskies. They've got the defense to do it this year. It should be a great battle between these two teams, and I'm very excited for it tonight.
We've got the matchup here, Albert Lea at Tri-City United for homecoming. I just got back a little bit ago from our homecoming parade down Main Street, which was fun. All the kids, football players, the band, the cheerleaders, and then all the elementary school kids, which I have two left in elementary school. So they're all in their Titans gear marching down Main Street. So that nice. Was a lot of fun, a lot of good, you know, just fun festivities and all the surround, you know, all the things that surround homecoming. And, you know, it just kind of epitomizes your small town America. And yeah, it should be a fun. Now that we know, because we weren't sure what the weather was going to be like earlier than in the week, we thought it was going to rain for sure tonight, rain and cold. Now that we know at least it's just cold and not rain, we can handle the cold weather. Should be a really fun night, not only here but all across the state. Perfect night for high school football. So we're going to do some tailgating over in the TCU high school parking lot before the game with all the kids, and then head on over.
Outstanding. Ryan, before we let you go, we always take a little bit of a peek at what's coming up on Minnesota Prep Spotlight or any other stories that you are keeping an eye on throughout the spectrum of high school athletics. Anything you're keeping an eye on here over the next week?
Yeah, so I went out to St. Croix Lutheran. I mentioned them earlier. Carl Lemke, their head coach, just won his 300th career game last Friday. And his story is a little bit different than other coaches with these long winning streaks, in that he's jumped around to a few different schools. I think he's on his fifth program now as head coach, and he's turned all of them around from sub 500 clubs to perennial winners. And he's done that at St. Croix Lutheran, a small private school in West St. Paul. And he's done it quietly. He's the seventh coach in Minnesota to surpass the 300 win mark, and he's the only one not in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So I think it's because he hasn't been in Minnesota. Well, he's been here. Why? He's been here 23 years, and he actually started his career at New Ulm, so not too far from, I mean, a little ways away from you, but kind of in the same neighborhood. But he jumped around to South Dakota and Wisconsin, and now has ended up in West St. Paul at St. Croix Lutheran. He's been here 23 years, so not nearly as long as like a Ron Stolsky in Brainerd or Mike Malin in Verndale, who have been at their schools for about 50 years. He's been here 23, about half that time. I think at the end of the day, he'll get inducted into the Hall of Fame, but he's not there yet. So that's the story this week. Sunday night, Channel 45, 9:30 p.m. or find it starting on Monday morning, prepspotlight.tv. I also mentioned Jason Williamson from Owatonna. We'll be doing a feature on him in the coming weeks. And Jordan football, 5-0 for the first time since I don't know when. They play a tough Waseca team tonight, and I was holding off to see what would happen this week. If they win, that'll be my story next week. Is we'll be just featuring the Jordan Hubman football team, 6-0, probably for the first time ever. And but I wanted to see if they get by Waseca first. If
sure.
they beat Waseca, then I'll know they're for real. If not, they'll have to wait.
Absolutely, Ryan. Great stuff again here this week. Always have fun talking high school football with you. Enjoy the games and enjoy homecoming here this weekend. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and go get a win down there tonight.
And we are back here in Jackson, getting ready to go for the start of tonight's game between the Cardinals and the Huskies. Two 5-0 teams gearing up for a showdown here tonight. We'll see who stays unbeaten after tonight's matchup. The Huskies will receive to start. Cardinals won the toss and deferred. So it'll be Huskies with the ball first. Cardinals kicking from right to left. Tate Harrison ready for the kick. Huskies have a couple return men deep at their own 10. And a line drive kick fielded at the 25 by the Huskies. And a big tackle leading to the start for the Huskies being inside the 30. That was number 10, Jed Hansen. Make the play, and the Cardinals will get their defense going early here against the Huskies. Cardinals coming in, averaging, allowing just 8 points per game so far this season. A tremendous start to the season defensively, and that continued last week against Pipestone. Handoff on first and 10. Penalty flag comes in as well as the ball gets past the 35. Handoff going to Zachary Neal. See what the penalty is. And it is a face mask. So that will tack on 15. Ball to the, looked like the 37 on the run. So the Huskies already with the ball at the 42. Just a 5-yard face mask. Quick handoff again to Neal. He jumps over a couple of linemen. And play will be stopped just shy of midfield. So already ball at the 47-yard line. And the Huskies continue to move the ball. Just underway here at Swearingen Field. 11:14 left to go here in the first half. Another handoff past midfield down at about the 48. Really close to the marker. We'll see what the indication is here. Looks like it's going to be just shy. Ball at the 48, so just shy of a first down. As another handoff there for the Huskies. Third, and looks like we're going to get an eyeball here, and they're going to measure it. So third and short as of now. Check and see if it is indeed a first down for the Huskies. Just underway here, Redwood Valley, Jackson County Central, down in Jackson. This matchup has had some very close results. Last year, Cardinals lost 26-24 to the Huskies, and a first down for Jackson. Get the ball to the 48-yard line. Another run by Neal. So another first down for Jackson County Central with 11:06 left to go here in the first quarter. Rudy Voss leads the offense. He's under center, couple backs in the backfield. Quick handoff on the far side, squirting through tackles down at the 30-yard line. Bradley Boole Jr. with the carry. And that will bring the ball to the 31-yard line. Gain there of 17 for the Huskies. Same two running backs in the backfield. Voss under center, one wide to the left. And ball is out! And let's see who recovered this. Looks like Cardinals had an angle on it. And still no signal. Still trying to get things sorted out underneath. And Cardinal defense reacting as if they have the ball, and they do. Redwood Valley's defense comes up with another huge play, a fumble, and the Cardinals will take over at their own 31-yard line. So another big play for the Redwood Valley defense. Offense now gets an opportunity for their first series. Cole Woodford splitting out wide to the left. Kyle Hunter-Cook wide to the right. Couple backs in the backfield. Alex Lawaji under center. First and 10 for the Cardinals. And a toss play. A little running room. Pass the 35 and down at the 37. Bombersbach with the carry. It's a nice gain on first down. They'll put the ball at the just shy of the 38. So a gain of 6 there on first down. That'll make it 2nd and 4. Lawaji under center. And quick handoff. Inside, past the 40, up to the 41. That was Bombersbach again with the carry. Checking to see if it is, looks like it's going to be just shy of a first down. So 3rd and short for the Cardinals. 9:33 left to go here, first quarter. No score. Redwood Valley, Jackson County Central. Cole Woodford wide to the left. Hunter Cook wide to the right. Cardinals traveling right to left on your radio dial. Lawaji under center. QB keeper. Let's see if he got enough for the first. Kind of tried to fall in backwards and see what the indication is here. 41. And looks like Redwood Valley gets the first down on the QB sneak by Lawaji. The Cardinals with a first down here on their first offensive series. And now Woodford and Hunter Cook will split out wide to the right. Metzel off the line to the left. Lawaji under center. Prouty in the backfield. And now penalty flags come in. And ball start going to be called on the Cardinals. So that will back them up. 1st and 15, ball at the 36-yard line. Officials trying to get something squared away there. Looks like they have. So 1st and 15 at the 36. Woodford and Hunter Cook wide to the right. Lawaji rolling out that way. Sneaks through, trying to get out of pressure. Ball is actually nearly caught by Logan Prouty and ruled incomplete. And a bit of fortune there for the Cardinals as Lawaji was wrapped up a couple different times, able to at least find an intended receiver to avoid intentional grounding. So 2nd and 15, ball at the 36, 8:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Redwood Valley, Jackson County Central. Cole Woodford wide to the left. Kyle Hunter Cook wide to the right. Lawaji under center again. Couple backs in the backfield behind him. Lawaji surveys, takes a snap, handoff on the near side. That will gain a couple of yards. Penalty flag comes in at the end as Bombersbach had his helmet taken clean off. Penalty is right at the 40-yard line, ball to about the 39. Cardinals offense giving the indication that it looks like it's on the Huskies. Still talking it over here. Now they're signaling for the Huskies to back up on defense. So this will be a penalty on the Huskies and should be right to about, and actually it will be for more than a first down, ball to the Huskies 46. So the Cardinals get another first down, this time via penalty. So 1st and 10. Cardinals on the move now past midfield. 8:30, one left to go here, first quarter. And looks like we're going to get a timeout. Cardinals call a timeout. We'll take one, too. No score, Redwood Valley, Jackson County Central. Just underway here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. Back here in Jackson, first and 10 on the 46. Metzl in motion, handoff to Bommersbach. Bommersbach able to fall ahead to the 45. Gain of one there for Bommersbach. Make it second and 9. Bommersbach so far, 4 carries, 13 yards. Cardinals do also have a first down off of a Huskies penalty. So both teams, their opening possession, Huskies fumbled. Cardinals now trying to turn it into points. With yet another turnover, they forced 5 Arrows turnovers last week. Lawaji second and 9 under center. Woodford, Hunter Cook wide to the left. And now Lawaji rolling out that way. Eludes the rush, throws, caught by Hunter Cook near the marker. And the spot will be short of the marker, but nonetheless getting most of the yardage needed, ball to the 37. So third and 1 yard for the Cardinals on the connection to Hunter Cook, an 8-yard gain. Lawaji avoided some pressure by the Huskies, able to complete the pass, and now Woodford lined up wide to the right. With one Husky over there. Quick handoff inside. And this should be enough for a first down for the Cardinals on the give to Logan Prouty. And they are going to signal first down. So the Cardinals move the chains once again. Ball to the 36. So needed one, got one. Cardinals move the chains once again. First and 10. Woodford lined up wide to the right. Noah Carr shadowing him. And Lawaji backs up, changing the play. A couple backs in the backfield behind Lawaji and Woodford now on the right. They go quick pass and Woodford slips. Far side, that'll go incomplete. So second and 10 for the Cardinals. Was a low pass by Lawaji, but Woodford couldn't get any traction in the field here. So the ball falls incomplete. Second and 10. 6:31 left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Brennan Sander lined up wide to the right. Getter comes in motion. Toss to Woodford in the backfield. Cole tries to cut back upfield, and he's going to be wrapped up. This may be a short loss on the play. Looks like it'll be a loss of one. So they try getting Woodford in space. Loss of one, that'll make it third and 11 at the Huskies' 37-yard line. Harrison and Woodford wide to the left. Hunter Cook wide right. Getter split off the line to the left. Woodford now in motion. Into the slot. Lawaji fakes. Loses his balance. And are they going to throw the penalty? Lawaji slips at the 45. So a big loss there on third down. And now the Cardinals will come out to punt. So we've already seen a couple of footing issues with this field. Now, it's not raining now, but it has been cloudy and damp most of the day. Metzl with a line drive kick on the near side, and ball will be down inside the 10-yard line. Great punt by Metzl. But we've seen a couple of issues with the footing here so far today. We'll keep an eye on that here throughout the rest of the game. Nonetheless, Cardinals down the Huskies inside their own 10. Ball will be placed at the 7-yard line where the Huskies will have it. Cardinals do not score, but move the ball into Husky territory. And now a first and 10 for the Huskies, who ran four plays and gained 35 yards before fumbling. And now they'll have it once again, first and 10. Voss under center. Hand off up the left side. And just shy of the 20, it was Boole Jr., the ball carrier. We'll see where they mark it. Looks like that is enough for a first down. Ball to, looks like about the 18-yard line, and it is indeed the 18. Gain of 11, first and 10. Cardinals defense giving up some big plays on the ground so far. First and 10. Huskies, one wide receiver, now two wide receivers lined up to the right. And Voss fakes the handoff, trying to elude pressure, and he is gang tackled back inside the 10 by the Cardinal defense. So the Cardinals gain back some of the yards that they gave up as Voss just had nowhere to go on that pass play, and he will end up being sacked by a host of Cardinals all the way back inside the 8-yard line. So a huge loss there, loss of 10 yards. That'll make it second and 20 for the Huskies. Cardinal defensive line, Corbin Wabashaw, among others, getting to Voss. And the Huskies now trying a quick running play to Boole, and he gets to about the 15 before he's driven backwards. So gets back some of the yardage, but that'll still set up a third and long. Looks like they are marking the ball just ahead of the 15-yard line. So it'll be third and 13 to go. After a gain of 7 for Boole, ball at the make it now third and 12. Ball at the 16-yard line. Huskies so far have not had a third down attempt yet today, and now Voss will get a pass, steps up, tries to avoid the pressure, and he is wrapped up from behind. And the Huskies now brought down deep in their own territory. Adam Bommersbach gets there, and the Huskies will have to punt. Cardinals force another punting situation. It'll end up going as a rush as Voss able to actually gain a couple of yards to the 18, but he's still tackled from behind by Bommersbach. Fourth and 10, Woodford waiting at his own 45-yard line for the punt. High snap, end-over-end kick. Woodford juggles it, gets inside the 40, inside the 30. Cardinals with some great field position after the defense forces the stop. Ball will be put at about the 32-yard line. A good return there for Woodford. Got the ball pretty much right at the Huskies 45. And able to return the ball, first and 10 at the 32. First and 10. Huskies bringing pressure up the middle, and Lawaji trying to drop back. He is wrapped up for a sack. Marked the ball back to the 39. Huskies just overloading the middle with pressure, and there was really nothing that the Cardinals could do there. So that will make it second. Ball at the 39-yard line, so a loss there of 7. Second and 17. Lawaji under center. Woodford, Hunter Cook wide to the right. Couple wide receivers on the near side. Lawaji now going to change the play at the line. Yells it out to both sides. And looking to pass. Quick pass. And it is caught by Cole Hunter Cook at about the 30-yard line. So Cardinals get some of it back. Ball at the 31, so Hunter Cook picks up his second catch of the game. gain of 8. That'll make it 3rd and 9 for Redwood Valley as we tick down to 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. Battle of two of the top teams in the area. Two unbeatens. And now look at this. Cardinals going to run the swinging gate. Woodford now rolling out to pass. Airing it out for Hunter Cook, too tall. Trying to get the Huskies on their heels. Pass was incomplete. Fourth down now for the Cardinals. I like the calls. Hunter Cook had some room down the sidelines. Would have been enough for a first down. But just could not quite complete the pass. And the Cardinals going to go for it here on fourth down. Hunter Cook wide to the right, Woodford to the left. Two backs in the backfield. Waji now back to pass. He's going Hunter Cook's way. He's going for the end zone. Hunter Cook can't haul it in. Fourth down, incompletion. And the Cardinals are turned over on downs. Trying to take the shot to Hunter Cook in the end zone, but just overthrew him a little bit. And the Huskies now will take over on their own 31. Seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Huskies now on offense. Rudy Voss under center. Two backs behind him. Two wide to the right. And whistles. And looks like they're checking with one of the linemen. About something. Nonetheless, back to it. First and 10. Handoff. Far side. That does nothing. As I believe that was Neal again with the carry. And he is able to gain maybe one on first down. It'll be 2nd and 9. Ball to the 33. Huskies now going with a wide receiver wide to the right, one to the left. I formation behind Voss. And he'll try the give on the far side. Some running room all the way into Cardinal territory and finally pushed out of bounds near the 40. That was Elijah Mayim Bradrud, the sophomore running back, the speedster Coach Schuler talked about in the pregame interview. And the ball will be, looks like, at the Redwood Valley 42. They go with Mayim Bratrud, and he's able to rattle off a run of 25. And that runs us to the end of the first quarter. So we'll take a quick break. Cardinals and the Huskies scores through one. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. One quarter of play in the books, and we have no score. Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. Huskies with a 1st and 10 at the Redwood Valley 42. Man comes in motion. Voss, the quick give to Neal. He's inside the 40, going to be driven back at about the 37. A first down gain there for Neal. Gain of about 4. And make it 5. Ball to the 37. Neal so far 5 carries, 25 yards. As it has been a lot of running plays for the Huskies. 11 carries, 88 yards so far. And now Voss again. 2nd down and 5. Voss looking to pass, airs it out, and it's dropped. Trying to get the ball to Nathaniel Post on the far side. He dropped it, and that will set up another 3rd down for the Huskies. Huskies with 5 first downs, Cardinals with 3. Huskies come out with 1 wide to the right. 2 backs in the backfield, stacking the line. And Voss tries for the fake, and that's not going anywhere as the Cardinals wrap him up all the way back at midfield. Voss tried for the option, and the Cardinals are having none of that as he is wrapped up all the way back at midfield, and that will be a fourth down and a mile. Cardinals defense again coming up with a big play. We'll see if the offense now can match it as Voss has the ball, is ready for the snap at about his own 40. End over end kick angling into the end zone. So the Cardinals will get it at their own 20, where they'll have it first and 10. So far, Huskies with now 65 total yards of offense, Cardinals with 15. A couple of huge negative plays resulting in a loss of 23 yards for the Huskies. And that has, as a result, pushed them into some third and incredibly longs that they just have not been able to convert. So the Cardinal defense continues to get it done on third down. Redwood Valley offense now will try to get something going. As Alex Luwagie comes out onto the field leading the Cardinal offense. Luwagie 2 of 5 so far, 16 yards. And the Cardinals will go 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Luwagie under center. And now again, get a change to play. Luwagie back under center. Quick pass caught by Josephson. Penalty flag comes in at the end of the play. They'll mark the ball at about the 22, but we'll check the penalty. Connor Josephson with the catch. And Cardinals will be backed up. So it is a block in the back on the Cardinals. That'll march the ball back to the 10-yard line. They'll enforce the penalty from the 20. It'll be first and 20 from the 10. One wide to the right, one to the left. Luwagie under center. Toss to Bommersbach, who's got some blockers in front of him, and Bommersbach able to get about 3 on the run. So that will make it second, 17 to go after the gain of 3 by Bommersbach. He's up to 5 carries for 16 yards. Carter Getter will come in, trying to add another pass-catching option here for the Cardinals. Now, they have gone to that seam route up the middle a few times this year. See if maybe they try that. Again, one wide to the right, one to the left. Luwagie under center. And now a timeout going to be called by the Huskies. 9:29 left to go here, first half. Still no score, Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. Second and 17 for the Cardinals. Woodford in motion, far side. Luwagie tries a quick screen to Carter Getter. Getter with some blocking, and he's going to be wrapped up just shy of the 20. Nice screen set up by the Cardinals there as Getter with the catch and able to get the ball to about the 19-yard line, gain of 6. And that'll make it third and 11. Cardinals so far are 2 of 4 on third down. They'll send Hunter Cook wide to the right. Metzl split off the line. Woodford lined up just off the line on the right side. Now he comes in motion. Lwaji rolling out. Now he's going to cut up and run. Gets past the 20, and a penalty flag comes in at the end of the play on a late hit by the Huskies. Lwaji slow to get up. A couple Huskies players jumped straight on Lwaji after the play. So now the officials talking it over. And now personal foul on the Huskies. And that will result in a first down. Bigger question, though, is how is Lwaji feeling after that play? And ball will go all the way to the 36. So Lwaji able to run the ball to the 21. And then the personal foul puts the ball to the 36. So a first and 10, Lwaji under center. And he's rolling out. Lwaji looking, airs it out. Catch is made. Penalty flag comes in after the play. Check the flag. The catch was right at the 45. Looks like this is going to be on the Cardinals. Ineligible man downfield. So that will back things up. Penalty enforced, looks like, at the 35. So 36 to the 31. And they will repeat. It'll be first and 15 for the Cardinals. Lwaji get under center. Couple backs behind him. Woodford in motion. And a quick handoff inside. Arredondo bounces off of one tackler. He gets to the 35. And he's thrown backwards from there. So a gain of 4 on first and 15. We'll make it second and 11 with 7:45 remaining here in the first half. Still no score. Lwaji under center, two wide to the right, two to the left. Bombers block in the backfield. Huskies sending the blitz, and they jumped. Cardinals will take those 5 yards. And that will make it second and 6. So now to the 40-yard line, second and 6 for the Cardinals. Bronson Smith lined up wide to the left. Woodford and Hunter Cook on the near side. Screen to Woodford. Woodford able to push his blocker back a little bit, gets to about the 42. So that will make it third and short, third and 4 now on the 42-yard line. Cardinals 2 of 4. On third down so far here today. They've got 4 first downs. Woodford and Hunter Cook lined up wide to the left, and now joining them will be Brennan Sander. Trips wide to the left. back in the backfield. Awaji rolling out. Got some room, throws, and it's juggled and intercepted by the Huskies. Awaji able to make the tackle. Huskies with a big turnover. They'll take over deep in Redwood Valley territory. Believe that was Noah Carr who jumped the route. Huskies take over first and 10. The ball right at the 20, it looks like. So they'll mark the ball, in fact, just inside the 20, putting it at the 19. And now a chance for the Huskies to put the first points of the game on the board. Quick handoff to Neal. Bounces off the initial wave down close to the 15. That's as far as they'll get. So ball to the 15-yard line. Gain of 4 for Neal. 6 carries, 29 yards for him. Huskies as a team, 12 carries, 92 yards. Voss with Neal and Myram Bertrude. And Voss again tries the keeper. And he is wrapped up at the 20. That play has just not worked at all here tonight. Ball at the 20-yard line. So a loss there of 6, of 7, I should say. That makes it 3rd and 11 right at the 20. 4-down territory for the Huskies. They've got 2 cracks to try to get the score, unless the Cardinal defense can come up with some sort of a big play of their own. 3rd down and 11. And Voss rolling out to pass. Quick pass on the near side. It falls incomplete. And another 4th down coming up for the Huskies. We'll see what they try to do here. 4th and 11. Looks like the Huskies are going to try a field goal here from the 20. So the kick will be kick is down, and he missed it left. Huskies missed the field goal. Keaton Storm trying the field goal. Huskies miss it. Cardinals defense able to force the miss, and now the Cardinal offense comes back out on the field. Redwood Valley takes over. Ball at the 20-yard line. .446 left to go here in the first half. Lawaji under center. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Quick handoff. Bombersbach lowers his shoulder. Down across the 20, gain of a couple on first down. It will be a gain of 2, so 2nd and 8. Bombersbach, 6 carries, 18 yards as Metzel checks in. Huskies coming into this game averaging 49.6 points per game. Still looking at a couple of goose eggs. Lawaji, quick handoff, past the 25, up to about the 27. On another carry to Bombersbach. Trying to let Bombersbach establish the tone here in this game. That's going to make it 3rd and 3. Woodford wide to the right. Cardinals extra personnel up on the line. And a quick handoff. Cardinals trying for the extra surge. They'll get right to about the 30. This is going to be really close. Should be enough for a first down as Prouty with the carry. And it's enough for a first. So Prouty moving the sticks for Redwood Valley. First down Cardinals ball just past the 30 with 3:22 left to go. Here in the first half, still no score. Redwood Valley, Jackson County Central locked in a battle. Lawaji under center, Bombersbach and Prouty behind him. Lawaji fakes the pass over the middle of the field, and Metzel to midfield makes the catch. Ball will be down at the 46-yard line of the Huskies. Nice fake by Lawaji. Better catch by Metzel. Moves the ball all the way down to the 46. That's a gain of 24 yards and another Redwood Valley first down. Hunter Cook splits out wide to the left. Bombersbach, Woodford coming in motion. And a quick handoff to Arredondo. He's past the 45, down to the 43. The 44, I should say. A couple gained on first down. Second and 8 to go. As we tick down to 2:23 left to go here in the first half. Woodford far side, Lawaji under center. And now Lawaji changing the play at the line. Huskies showing blitz. Now they'll back off. Quick pass far side. Woodford makes the catch. Woodford gets by one defender. Nearly gets by a second. But he will be down just shy of the 35. Woodford, and first down for the Cardinals. Ball just to where it needed to be at the 36, gain of 8. First down, Redwood Valley. 1:55 left to go here, first half. Hunter Cook wide to the right. Woodford in the backfield. Getter in motion. Woodford the toss. Woodford looking to throw. Woodford lines it up, and he's going to throw it towards the sidelines. And Huskies want grounding, but Carter Getter was in the area. Woodford, they wanted to give him a chance to try to throw to the end zone, but really nothing open, and now they're going to throw the penalty flag. They are going to get the Cardinals for intentional grounding here, it looks like, at the 41. Officials talking it over here. There's a case to be made that Carter Getter was in the area of the pass. Not enough of a case, evidently. So it'll be a spot foul, loss of down. Looks like the ball will be at the 41. So it ends up being a loss of 5 yards. And that'll make it second and 15. So all things considered, it's essentially all you are adding there is a loss of 5 yards. So here we go, second and 15. Lawaji now back to pass. Rolling out, steps up. He's tackled from behind, back at the 45. So now ball is at the 46 with 106 left to go. Cardinals drive started out very promising, but it has gone backwards the last couple of plays. Third and 20, Lawaji airing it out middle of the field into double coverage. Incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. Trying to go to Woodford over the middle of the field. Fourth and 20. So Metzel ready to punt. Huskies have a couple of returners at their 10. Looks like Brinkman is one of them. And the other is Post. Metzel, good snap. Whistle. And a penalty flag came in. Check the penalty here. And it's a false start on the Cardinals. So now fourth and 25 to go for the Cardinals. Metzel now lined up at his own 35. Huskies players standing around their own 20. Good snap. Metzel angles it towards the near side. A skied kick. And it goes out of bounds. See where they mark it. Looks like at the 11-ish. Actually, looks like about the 20. So Metzel with the kick. Huskies will take over first and 10 at their own 20. We've got 35 seconds left to go. Ball even inside the 20. Looks like to about the 19. So 35 seconds left to go here in the first half. How will the Huskies play this? Voss under center. Quick handoff and wrapped up in the backfield. Trying to get the ball to Mayim Bratrud. And he's wrapped up for a loss. That may be about it. A gain of one to the 20 and 13 seconds left to go. We'll see if the Huskies maybe will run one play, but they may not even. Looks like now they are going to. And now they're not going to. Looks like they're going to just take things to the half. Huskies and the Cardinals deadlocked at zero in the first half. We'll head to the half. No score. Redwood Valley and Jackson will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. And we're back here in Jackson at the half. It is 0-0 between Redwood Valley and the Huskies. Defensive battle by both teams. Really just tremendous work done by both of these defenses in preventing either team to really get any sort of momentum. There was one scoring chance that come in with a missed field goal by the Huskies as they got an interception off of Alex Lawaji and were forced into a field goal attempt after a couple of huge losses resulted in them having to move the ball back all the way close to the Redwood Valley 30-yard line. So they tried the field goal, missed it left. That's been the only real scoring opportunity so far between these two teams. It has been really just kind of a grinded-out battle between these two so far in this game. Cardinals, looking at the scoring, the stats overview, Cardinals with 7 first downs, Huskies with 5. Redwood Valley 3 of 7 on third down, Huskies 0 for 3. Cardinals tried to go for it on fourth down, and it ended up being an incomplete pass, so they are 0 for 1 on fourth down. Huskies have not attempted a fourth down yet. Cardinals outgaining the Huskies 71 to 65 at the half, although a lot of negative yardage for the Huskies in the way of a couple of sacks that have pushed them into negative territory. They have not completed a pass as of yet, so a big amount of negative yardage in the passing department. They have run the ball extremely well here tonight. 13 carries, 93 yards. Cardinals run 14 times for 35 yards. Cardinals called for 6 penalties in the first half. Huskies 3. 5 of those penalties coming on the offense, whereas the Huskies' penalties have all come when they have been on defense. 1 turnover aside, an interception for the Cardinals, a fumble for the Huskies, and both teams have punted twice. So pretty much any way you slice it up, this has been a pretty even battle between the two. Here, the Huskies have moved the ball on offense, but the Cardinal defense has been able to dig in and get some huge stops. And you heard Coach Shuler talk about it in the pregame. This Huskies team just has not faced a test here yet this year. And, I mean, we've still got a lot of football left to go. But so far through one half, it's safe to say that the Cardinals have given them everything that they had bargained for here in this game tonight. I mentioned Huskies coming into this game averaging 49.6 points per game and are giving up just 7 points per game. Redwood Valley averaging 19 points per game on offense, although they have faced some pretty good competition already so far this year. The Pipestone game, they scored 16 points to win there. Their defense giving up 8 points per game. So the defenses have really shined the brightest here in this matchup between these two teams. We'll see if that changes. Cardinals will have the ball to start things on offense here in the second half. So we'll see what they attempt to do to try to get in a little bit of a rhythm. Now, I mentioned it, and it has come into play here a couple of times tonight. The field, a little slick. It looks like it's misting a little bit when I stepped out of the booth. It's a very fine mist coming down here in Jackson. So that obviously, now it wasn't coming down when the game started. So that obviously just some leftover moisture from rains that have come through the area the last couple of days. But regardless, the field is slick here tonight, and that's led to a couple of slips and has also led to a couple of large losses for the Huskies so far tonight. So we'll see how things continue to progress here with one half of football left to play. Just trying to track down some scores, and at last check, St. James had a 14-0 lead over Windham with a couple of minutes left to go until we go to the half, and it has now officially gone to halftime, 14-0. Windham on top in that game. Let's see how Bill is doing down in Pipestone or wherever that game is being played. Looks like at last check, 30-0 Pipestone leading Martin County West in the second quarter. Not sure how much time is left in that game, but I would guess that is coming towards the end of the first half, with the arrows comfortably in front of Martin County West. To the Cardinals, we'll see in their final regular season game on Wednesday the 17th. Yes, the old MEA, before MEA break game, Wednesday the 17th will be when the Cardinals take on Martin County West at Redwood Valley High School. So that game coming up as well. Just trying to find some other scores here. As Sleepy Eye taking on Tracy Moray Ballaton, see if we can dig up a score from that game. At the half, Tracy Moray Ballaton leading Sleepy Eye 14-8. So there is another score that we've got. Of course, double zeros here between Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. And we'll see if we can track down that GFW score as well, trying to get all those Section 3 2A scores updated here at the half. Looks like we may be still about 7 minutes left to go, at least at last check in that game. It was 14-14. I'm guessing just by the lack of inactivity that there has not been any other scores in that game. So we're going to go ahead and guess that that's 14-14 at the half. And barring another touchdown by Pipestone before that goes to the second half, I'm going to go ahead and put that as 30-0. So there are your scores for the rest of the games going on in Section 3-2A. Huskies eager to get this game going here in the second half. They were already out on the field with the ball. So we'll get ready to rock here for the second half. Cardinals will be on the left side of the field, traveling from left to right, as I see it here up in the booth. And the Huskies line up at their own 40-yard line. Matthew Metzel, Omar Arredondo, and Adam Bommersbach deep to return. 0-0 tie here between the Cardinals and the Huskies. Redwood Valley awaiting the second half kick. Storm to kick it. And he boots it deep. Metzel has it at his 15. The full head of steam to the 30-yard line. Cardinals will take over there with a first and 10. Cardinals have used some creativity to move the ball here throughout the first half. They've tried some various formations. They have used a lot of different looks to try to keep this Huskies defense off balance. And now first and 10, Luwagi under center. He's got his usual targets out wide to the right and the left. Toss to Bommersbach, and Bommersbach is dragged down in the backfield for a loss on first down. And the Huskies fired up after making that first down stop. Ball at the 26. That'll be a loss of 5 on the play, making it second and 15. Hunter Cook wide to the right, Woodford to the left. Luwagi under center. Back to pass, looking to Hunter Cook towards the sidelines. Hunter Cook turns. Pass falls incomplete. Trying to get one to Hunter Cook on the sidelines. Goes incomplete. Third and 15. And Carter Getter will come in, as will Arredondo. Metzel and Prouty come off the field. Now third and 15 for the Cardinals. They're 3 of 7 on third down here today. Woodford off the line to the right. Hunter Cook off the line to the left, I should say. Hunter Cook off the line to the right. Luwagi under center. Third and 15. Quick handoff inside. Arredondo with some running room. Stutter steps, and Arredondo picking up a big first down for the Cardinals as he gets the ball to the 42. Huge pickup by Arredondo on the gain of 16. That's another Redwood Valley first down. Cardinals with new life. Alex Luwagi, 6 of 11 so far today. And now Woodford lined up wide to the right. Bommersbach, the lead back, quick handoff to Prouty. Prouty pushes his way forward down at the 45. Prouty's helmet popping off in the scrum, and looks like there is a penalty flag down as well. We'll check the penalty. Personal foul, face mask on the Huskies, so Redwood Valley will march further into Husky territory, just inside the 40. So Prouty able to get the ball to the 46. Penalty pushes the ball to the 39. First and 10, Redwood Valley. Quick handoff up the middle. Gets to about the line of scrimmage, and that will be pretty much it. Bombersbach with the carry. Mark him right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain there, second and 10. Cardinals moving the ball, trying to get their best opportunity for a score here so far today. Time continues to tick down, 10:05 left to go here, third quarter. Still no score, Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. Hunter Cook lined up wide to the right, Woodford to the left. Bombersbach and Prouty in the backfield. Huskies sending pressure. Lawaji rolls out, pass is nearly complete by Metzel. It falls incomplete. That will make it third down and 10 for the Cardinals. Redwood Valley 4 of 8 on third down. As Connor Josephson comes in. Ball at the Jackson County Central 39-yard line. Lawaji under center. He's got Hunter Cook and Woodford wide to the right. Bombersbach in the backfield. Woodford in motion. Lawaji with the fake. Rolling out. Quick screen. Caught by Josephson. Josephson loses his balance. Penalty flag also comes in. And we'll see the penalty. Ball to about the 37. Looks like it's going to be on the Cardinals. So they're going to, Huskies electing to back up Redwood Valley. So Cardinals will get another try after, again, good screen set up to Josephson, but he just could not keep his footing. And holding will back Redwood Valley up to the 47. So it'll be third and 18. Lawaji under center, Woodford in motion. And Lawaji back to pass. Going to Woodford. And it's intercepted. No, it's incomplete. Good job by Woodford to break it up at the end. Nearly picked off by the Huskies, but the Cardinals come up empty on third down. They will be forced to punt. Trying to go for the shot to the end zone to Woodford, but pass nearly picked off. Good job by Woodford, as mentioned, to break up the near interception. And now Metzel will punt and end-over-end kick, and that is going to sail out of bounds. Came off the, looked like it came off the side of the foot. And so the Huskies will take over. Looks like right at there, still going. Right at the 38. So a t- Short punt for Metzel. Huskies take over first and 10, 38-yard line. Voss now in the shotgun. Brinkman comes in motion, faking the give. Voss trying to run to the far side, and that again slammed shut by the Redwood Valley defensive line. Rudy Voss has not had any sort of running room. He's dropped all the way back at the 32. Goes as a loss of 6, second and 16 at the 32, and Voss again into the shotgun. Brinkman wide to the left. Voss looking to pass. Cardinals send pressure. Voss running for his life, airing it out of bounds. Trying to complete a pass along the far sideline. Nothing there, and a third and long once again for the Huskies. They are 0-for-3 on third downs here today. Coming out wide to the left is Noah Carr. Voss under center. And he is back to pass. Trying for a screen. Great play recognition by the Cardinals. And that will force the Huskies to punt. Was number 30, Carter Johnson, on the tackle. And the Huskies end up gaining a yard on that pass play, setting up fourth and 15. Line drive punt. Woodford picks it up, gets past one Husky, gets past another. Now he's got a little bit of a lane to the 40, and he's dropped at the Redwood Valley 40-yard line, and a penalty, no penalty coming in. But the Cardinals with great field position after the punt, a line drive punt that Woodford had to go pick up, and he's able to make a nice return out of it. First and 10 at the 40. So the Cardinals will have another opportunity. Woodford wide to the right. Cardinals stack the line. And movement by the Cardinals. So that'll back them up. First and 15. Penalties for the Cardinals tonight. 8 for 50 yards. Both teams, same amount of penalty yardage. Then half the penalties, though, for the Huskies. Just 4 for them. 8 for the Cardinals. First and 15. Awaji checking the play. Quick handoff up the middle. Prouty past the 35 to about the 38. Gain, looks like a gain of 2 on the run. We'll go for a gain of 3 to the 38, second and 12. As we tick down to 7:24 left to go. Woodford lined up wide to the left. Bombersbach and Prouty in the backfield. And Luwagi now going to turn and run. Penalty flag is down, and Luwagi wrapped up past the 35. Luwagi still down on the field. As he's dropped at the 34, penalty flag also in on the play. Colin Wells will take a couple of snaps. As likely that Lawaji will have to come out for a play, holding the penalty, and it's declined. Lawaji up to his feet. I tell you what, folks, quite the gamer. Lawaji's taken a couple of hard shots in this game. Certainly embodies that gritty mentality for this football team. Holding was the penalty, was declined by the Huskies. So that'll set up a third down and 16. So Colin Wells will come in. Lawaji getting some water on the sidelines. So Wells in at quarterback. And the Cardinals going to go to the Pirate formation, and the Huskies could not take a timeout quickly enough. 7:03 left to go here, third quarter. Still no score. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. And back here at Jackson, Cole Woodford on the Pirate formation gets a first down. Takes a shot at the end of the play, but he appears to be just fine. First down for the Cardinals. And we'll see. Looks like Wells is going to stay in for now as quarterback. Lawaji is throwing on the sidelines. So Woodford with a run of 18. Ball at the 48-yard line, first and 10. Needed 16, got 18. Cardinals keeping that 50% success rate on third down conversions. Wells under center. Quick handoff. Prouty down to about the 46 on first down. Ball to right about the 46, so gain of a couple there on first down. 6:15 left to go here, third quarter, still no score. Woodford now wide to the left. Wells under center and movement. And that will be on the Cardinals. So move the ball back into Redwood Valley territory at the 49, second and 13. Lawaji continues to loosen up on the sidelines. Wells under center. Woodford wide to the left. Quick handoff to Prouty. Squirms past one Husky and looks like he's going to be wrapped up right about midfield. They'll get him, yep, right at midfield. So that will set up a third and 12. And looks like Lawaji going to come back out onto the field for a third and 12. Woodford comes out wide to the right. Cardinals with a couple backs in the backfield, and now Woodford will go in motion far side. Quick pass to Woodford. Woodford, Husky defender, loses his balance. Ball down to the 40. Maybe a little bit short. And Cardinals going to punt ball right at the 40, gain of 10. Lawaji to Woodford. Three catches, 20 yards for Cole. As Metzel with the kick. Huskies not sending anybody back. Now they finally will. Metzel going to angle it. And it is going to come to rest at the 13-yard line. So Metzel pins the Huskies inside their own 20. And it'll be first and 10, Jackson County Central, with 4:19 left to go in the third quarter at their 13-yard line. Still no score between Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. Both teams 5-0. Cardinals number 2 in the QRF in Class 2A. First and 10. Voss under center. Quick handoff to Neal. Neal is spun around and tripped up. Actually, that was Boole. And he gets to about the 15, so a gain of 3. Second and 8. Ball just past the 15. One wide to the right. That would be Noah Carr. And again, Huskies trying for the running play, and that's going to go nowhere. Gain of maybe a couple, setting up another third down. Boole gets the ball to the 19, a gain of 4. So that'll set up a third and 4 for the Huskies. Third down, 4 to go. Voss under center. Quick give inside, and the Cardinals have it stopped. So again, the Huskies are pinned deep in their own territory. They are going to have to punt. So again, a handoff there. Ball at about the 21-yard line. And Voss lines the punt. It's going to come and be picked up at the 30. Woodford with some room far side. Woodford bowls over a Husky, and he's close to midfield. A line drive punt all the way back to the 30-yard line. Woodford, though, again able to get a good return. Cardinals will have the ball at their own 47 with a first and 10. .230 left to go here in the third quarter. 0-0 between Redwood Valley and Jackson County Central. Woodford lining up wide to the right. Lawaji under center. Bombersbach and Prouty in the backfield. First and 10. Quick handoff to Prouty. He gets to midfield. Gain of 3. Second and 7. As Bronson Smith and Brennan Sander come into the game to add a couple of receiving options for the Cardinals. 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Woodford and Hunter Cook wide to the right. Smith and Sander wide to the left. Woodford now in motion. Lawaji looking to Woodford. Pass behind him, incomplete. Trying to get it to Hunter Cook. That'll make it 3rd and 7. Lawaji, 8 of 16, 68 yards, did also have an interception. Getter, Arredondo, Bombersbach, enter. Smith, Sander, and Prouty depart. Third and 7. Cardinals 5 of 11 on third down conversions here so far. Let's see if they can get back to 50%. Woodford in motion. Goes into the backfield. Pass behind him. Woodford airing it out. And pass interference going to be called on the Huskies. Carter Getter with a defender draped all over him. And Redwood Valley does make it 6 of 12. Woodford took a shot on the throw. But nonetheless, Cardinals pick up the first down. Pass interference is the call. Defense. Ball to the 35. And a first down. Huskies fans seem to be not pleased, but you can't blanket a receiver the way that that Post did. So first and 10 for the Cardinals, 35-yard line. Quick handoff to Getter. Getter behind a blocker. Getter shakes through a couple of blockers inside the 25. Cardinals again moving the chains. Like the ball maybe to about the 23-yard line. Gain of 12. For the Cardinals, who continue now their best field position of the game. Just about in the red zone. First and 10, 23-yard line. Hunter Cook wide to the right. Woodford far side to the left. Awaji under center. Bombersbach in the backfield. Metzl split off the line to the left side. Counter inside. Metzl pass one. Husky stumbling, and he is going to be inside the 20-yard line. One 10 left to go. Like Metzl was out of bounds. Give him forward progress to the 18-yard line. Second and 5. Lawaji under center. Woodford again, far side. They'll try to double him. Lawaji fakes. Going over the middle of the field. Caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Matthew Metzl. Up the middle, the Cardinals take the lead. Right up the gut, Matthew Metzl on the catch, and he's into the end zone. Redwood Valley punches it in first. It is 6-0, Cardinals on top. And now Woodford ready for the 2 points. Looks like this will just be the kick. And we have a timeout here. No penalty flag. Check the penalty. And it's going to be offsides on the defense. So the Huskies a little rattled here. Looks like the Cardinals will just kick the PAT. Vralstad on for it. Woodford ready for the snap. Gets it down. Kick is up and it's through, and Redwood Valley tacks on the PAT. It's 7-0. Cardinals on top of the Huskies. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. Cardinals kicking. Kick picked up at the 35. Huskies get it to their own 45. Five plays, 53 yards for the Cardinals, culminating in the touchdown reception by Matthew Metzl. 18-yard reception, and then the point after as well. And the Huskies will take over. with the ball at their own 45-yard line, first and 10. Huskies again. Boss back to pass. Pass is completed far side. Ankle tackle will trip up Carr at about midfield. So now the Huskies having to try to pick up the urgency here a little bit with 35 seconds left to go. Before the end of the third. Carr in motion. Quick handoff. Neal with running room trying to shake out of the leg grab of Carter Johnson. First down for the Huskies into Cardinal territory. Ball will be at the 38-yard line with 19 seconds left to go. Actually, it'll be at the 42. So first and 10, Voss fakes, rolling out, and throws it out of bounds, incomplete. Voss has not had a comfortable day back there, to say the least. He has been flustered, has been wrapped up for some big losses, and now with 7 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, it's second and 10. Boss under center, Neal in the backfield, and a quick give to him is going to be wrapped up. Neal ran right into the brick wall of the Redwood Valley defense, and that will send us to the fourth quarter. Redwood Valley leading 7-0 over Jackson County Central. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. Fourth quarter time here for the Cardinals. Huskies with a third and 10. Voss under center. One wide to the right, one to the left. Voss back to pass. Cardinals sending pressure, airing it out, and incomplete. Couple of Huskies receivers got crossed up on the route. Ball falls incomplete. And the Huskies will, at least at this point, line up for a punt. Woodford back to receive. Here we go, the snap by Voss, and he lines it down the sidelines. It'll go out of bounds. So the Huskies punt. Cardinals will take over with a first and 10. Ball looks like it's right at about the 15. Somewhere in that area where Redwood Valley will take over first and 10. Looks like it's just inside even. 14-yard line for the Cardinals, first and 10. Again, Redwood Valley leading 7-0. Lawaji under center. Woodford wide to the right. First and 10 on the 14. And a quick give up the middle. This may gain a yard. But not much more. As looks like Bombersbach got the carry. And looks like it'll still be second and 10. No gain on the carry there. remaining. Redwood Valley still leading 7-0. Metzel now split off the line. Arredondo in the backfield. Huskies. And a penalty flag comes in. And it'll be a false start on the Cardinals. That'll march the ball inside the 10 to the 9, second and 15. Woodford, wide right. And a toss. Arredondo with some running room, stutter steps. And looks like they... got the ball right back to about the original line of scrimmage. So now a third down. Woodford again, wide to the right. Ball to the 13. Luwagi, quick pass to Woodford. Cole gets by one Husky, and he gets to the 20. That'll be a fourth down and injured Husky on the field far side. Check and see if we need to take a quick timeout here. Looks like that was Noah Carr, and he is up and off the field on his own accord. So fourth and five, gain of six there on the third down pass play. Metzl now ready to punt. A couple of returners back for the Huskies. And Metzl trying to run as much time off the clock as possible. Good snap. And a booming kick to the far side. And that's going to go out of bounds. See where the Huskies have it. Looks like it'll be right at the 31. So Metzl does his job. He flips the field. And the Huskies will have it first and 10 on their own 31-yard line. 9:54 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's still 7-0. Redwood Valley on top. Touchdown reception by Matthew Metzl. The only score of the game so far. Boss under center. He's got eye formation behind him. And Neal with the quick give. Neal has stood up immediately, able to gain a couple on first down. Ball to, looks like, about the 33. A gain of a couple there on first down. Second and 8. Huskies, 83 total yards of offense in this game so far. Boss under center, Neal behind him, one wide to the right, one to the left. Boss rolling out to pass. Fakes, once, and pass is broken up, incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Brinkman, and Voss flustered on the play. Ball falls incomplete. Another third down for the Huskies. .906 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Voss under center, Neal behind him, two wide to the left, one to the right. Third down, Voss going for the shot. It's caught, and looks like that may be enough for a first down. Catch made by Brinkman. That should be enough to move the chains. Ball to, looks like, the 42, so got just enough, just outside the 42. A gain there of 9 yards. First and 10 Huskies at the 43. And Neal again. No, Voss with the fake. He pitches it far side. And that will get the ball into Cardinal territory about the 44. A big gain there on the pitch play. Ball to the 44-yard line. Mayim Bratrud with the big run there. First down carry. Again for Neal, and he's able to lower his shoulder for a gain of a couple. Ball to right about the 42. So a gain of a couple there, second and eight. Brinkman in motion. Quick give to Neal, and he is stood up by the Huskies, by the Cardinals offensive line for a short to no gain. So Neal gets stood up by that formidable Cardinal D line, and that will again put the Huskies in a third and long, third and eight. And Cardinals shift. Into their nickel as it'll be shotgun. Voss with options. He's going to tuck and run. And he gets to about the 35. Still going to be shy of a first down. Ball at the 35. It'll be a fourth down. So now if you're the Huskies, what do you do? We've got an injured Cardinal on the field. Take a quick timeout. Fourth and one for the Huskies. 7:21 left to go in the game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. Corbin Wabashaw, the injured Cardinal, but he's able to get up and off the field under his own power. So looks like he may be out for just the one play. Fourth and one. Huskies going for it here with the ball at the 35. Voss under center. Tries the give on the far side. Neal is stood up, and he's not going to get it. Cardinals defense holds again. Redwood Valley turns the Huskies away. They tried the left side. Cardinals surge went that way. First and 10, Redwood Valley with 7:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Bawaji comes into the huddle. And now he will head back to the sidelines. We may have had an official's timeout. Hadn't started the clock yet. And now they will. So Luwagi comes back out onto the field. Cardinals, again, leading. And now another whistle. We have a timeout here. Looks like there's a penalty flag down. And I think they're trying to argue that Coach Lundeen may have taken a timeout. I don't know if it was a clock situation or what's going on here. I do see one penalty flag down. And looks like they're going to pick it up. Timeout Cardinals. So we'll take a quick break. 7:07 left to go here. Fourth quarter. Still 7-0. Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. First and 10 at the Redwood Valley 35-yard line. Two wide to the left. Luwagi under center. He's back to pass. Fake. trying to air it out, and it's intercepted on the near side. Pass may have been tipped. And the Huskies setting up for a big return. They get the ball all the way inside the 25-yard line. Not sure what happened on that play other than Lawaji had pressure right in his face and threw the ball. Is picked off by Parker Benda. And he moves the ball all the way to the Redwood Valley 22-yard line. So this defense going to have to come up with a big stop once again as they have done time and time again here this year. First and 10 at the 21. Voss in the shotgun. Brinkman in motion. Brinkman faking the give. Voss with it. Gets inside the 15. So Huskies starting to pull some tricks out of the bag. Trying to get the potential tying score. Tackled at the 15. Gain of 6. On the run by Voss. Voss now will go under center. Neil Boole and Mayim Bratrud. Bratrud, the ball carrier, and he wrestles his way down towards the 10. Looks like it's going to be just shy of a first down. So third and 1. Ball at the 13. See if this defense has another stop in them. Voss under center. Boole. And he gets stood up. See if they got the first down. It's close. And he did. First down run by Boole. And ball to the 11-yard line. So just enough for a first. Too wide to the left. They'll put Voss in the shotgun. Carr on the right side. Man comes in motion. Voss with the fake, trying to go right up the middle. He is wrangled. And now officials all conversing here. Voss with the keeper. Ball down to the 6. So Huskies knocking on the door with 5:18 left to go. Cardinal players wanting a bit of an explanation from the officials. So now, second and goal to go on the 6. Boole behind Voss. And now, Voss making some changes at the line of scrimmage. The official talking with Coach Lundeen, so that's what the holdup was. So now the officials will converse here. And now we'll have the play. Second and 6. Voss under center. Voss rolling out to his right. Zips it into the end zone. Incomplete. Voss had the near side by the pylon. I believe his intended target was Carr, but could not haul in the reception. And now third and goal. 5:11 left to go. Redwood Valley still on top. 7-0. Voss under center. Three split out to the left. Quick handoff. Boole. And he's going to be tackled shy of the goal line. So now a big decision here. See where the ball looks like it's just inside the five. It's about the 3-yard line. So here we go. Fourth and goal. Huskies come to the line. The entire arsenal in the backfield. Voss fakes. He's rolling out, tries to pass to the end zone. It's incomplete! And Redwood Valley with another goal line stand. Voss was flustered, tried for the leak pass on the left side as the running back slipped through, was open in the end zone, but just could not complete the pass, and the Cardinals turn the Huskies away once again at the goal line. And now a 1st and 10, 4:23 left to go, ball at the 3-yard line. Woodford coming out wide to the right. Awaji under center. Quick handoff. Ball gets to the 5. I believe that was Prouty on the carry. It was. So Prouty picks up a couple. Ball to the 5-yard line. A gain of 2. Time continues to tick down. 3:50 left to go. Balaji under center. Woodford wide to the right. Huskies sending a lot of extra attention his way. Another quick give. It sounds like we got a timeout on the field. Prouty again with the carry. Ball looks like is past the 5. So Prouty with a looks like actually it'll be ball to the 6. So gain of 1 there. That will set up a 3rd and 7. Huskies taking a timeout. Again, Redwood Valley leading 7-0. 3:35 left to go. And the Huskies, as of now, sitting on 1 timeout left. See if the Cardinals can pick up what would be a clutch 1st down. Third and 7 to go. Awaji under center. Woodford wide to the left. And a snap. Bobbled. Awaji will just fall on it. But that prevents the bigger potential disaster. So Awaji able to fall on the ball. Looks like right around the 5-yard line. So that will make it 4th down, and Cardinals are punting. So it was recovered at the line of scrimmage. Metzl ready for the punt, trying to take a little time off the clock as the Huskies not using their timeout. Metzl ready. Cardinals letting it run all the way down. Good snap. Huskies send the house, spiraling punt, and it takes a Redwood Valley bounce. Brinkman cannot recover. And the ball will be put at the 44. So, first and 10. Metzel gets the ball out of his own end zone. First and 10, Huskies at the 44. Here comes Voss and the Huskies offense. One wide to the left, one to the right, Neal in the backfield. And Voss back to pass. Looking, sees Wabashaw, and now Voss trying to find some room on the far side. Fakes, and he is still in bounds, and he's finally pushed out inside Redwood Valley territory. See where they mark this ball. Ball at the Redwood Valley 39-yard line. So Voss with all day, and he gets 17 yards and a first down. 2:15 left to go. Voss in the shotgun. One wide to the right. Brinkman now in motion. And Voss on the keeper. He's dragged down at the 35. And Voss is shaken up on the play, and he looks like he's favoring an ankle. He's going to stay in the game. Favoring his right leg. Second and 6 on the 35. And quick handoff to Neal, and Neal is stood up and sent sideways. Ball will be just near the 30. So it'll be a third and short. And whistle. And the Cardinals going to take a timeout. So third and 1 at the 30 for the Redwood Valley defense. We'll take a quick break. Cardinals leading 7-0. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. And back here in Jackson, pass completion inside the 20 for the Huskies. Rudy Voss is back in the game, and he completes a pass on 3rd and 1 to Nathaniel Post. See where they mark the ball with 1:11 left to go. Looks like it'll be at the 19. So 1st and 10. The 19-yard line, clock runs. Voss rolling out. Fakes once. Wabashaw overruns it. Voss now running on the near side, and he's going to run out of bounds. Cardinals have had pressure on Voss quite a bit. And this is going to be a gain of nothing. So 2nd down. And 10 to go. Voss out of bounds on that play. 59 seconds left. Voss under center. Too wide to the left. Boole in the backfield. Quick handoff to Boole, and he's wrapped up. Short gain. And the Huskies going to take their final timeout. Why don't we take one more quick one? Cardinals and the Huskies. Final moments. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. 3rd down and about 7 to go. Voss under center. Brinkman now in motion. Voss. Voss nowhere to go. Rolling out. Now he's going to be... sneaks out of one tackle, airing it out towards the sideline. It's tipped and goes incomplete. Nearly picked off by Arredondo. And that will make it 4th and 8. 4th down, 42 seconds left to go. It'll all come down to this. Cardinals leading 7-0. A couple wide receivers out to the left. Voss under center. 4th and 8 for the 19. Voss rolling out to his left. Fakes the pass. He's wrapped up! And Redwood Valley is going to win this game! Voss rolling out, had nothing left. Cardinals get initial pressure. And now we've got some extra curriculars. But a 4th down turned away by the Cardinals again. What a game. Unbelievable. Now we'll get this penalty situation sorted out. I guess any penalty here would be after the play. Voss rolling out, trying to find a receiver in the end zone. Cardinals got pressure. And looks like the Cardinals going to take their final timeout. While this all gets sorted out, a huge 4th down stand at the goal line for the Cardinals. So, depending on what this penalty is, and again, I believe it is after the play, so it'll be a dead ball foul. The Cardinals will be backed up with the Huskies with no timeouts. Run. Maybe one play, and let's get the heck out of Dodge. Yep, and they're moving the ball back. It'll be inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line. But Redwood Valley will keep the ball. So Voss was wrapped up at about the 28-yard line. Cardinals with the ball. 1st and 10 at the 13. So, Redwood Valley now gets to go into victory formation and still trying to get things sorted out. And now Luwagi under center. He'll take a knee. And time ticks down. Redwood Valley with a massive defensive effort here tonight as Coach Ferrier gets a huge hand from the sidelines. Cardinals come away with a 7-0 win over Jackson County Central here in Jackson. Job well done by this defense. Unbelievable game, and time runs out. Huskies suffer their first loss of the season. The Cardinals 6-0. Let's talk about it after a short break. 7-0 the final. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Football here on KLGR. And Redwood Valley with the 7-0 win over the Huskies in Jackson, and we're joined now by the victorious coach, Matt Lundeen. Coach, I just want to throw a number at you as we get started here. Huskies came into this game averaging 49.6 points per game, and fitting that they were giving up 7 points per game here on defense, and that ended up being the deciding factor. What an unbelievable game here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really was. Our defense played one heck of a ball game. I mean, they really did. That was a great football game from the word go. You know, obviously the people that are listening on the radio and weren't here tonight. Tonight is a prime night of just playing football. I mean, it's a little dew in the air. It's crisp, and there was a lot of pads popping. It was just a great football game, and we came out on top. We made enough plays, and just extremely proud of our guys, the way we responded. Made a lot of big plays, a lot of guys, just great individual efforts, collective efforts. But, yeah, it's been a long time since we beat these guys. I don't even know if you were born yet then, Seth. Alrighty. But it feels great to get the victory and come out with that, because we got a lot of positive things going.
And in the fashion that it happened, too, the Huskies had a couple of opportunities there late in the game, deep in Redwood Valley territory. A bunch of fourth down stops, and that fourth down and goal where Rudy Voss running for his life trying to find an open receiver, and the Cardinals able to just stay home. That's the most important thing on those plays, stay home, and the defensive line did enough to get pressure and force the incompletion there for the final play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a huge key is we knew, you know, Voss, number two, their quarterback, we had to contain him. You know, and just looking at these unofficial stats here, when we hold him 4-13 passing and only, you know, 54 yards rushing there. And the big part is we didn't give up the big play. I mean, you know, we gave up a couple. You know, they're going to get, you know, chunks. You know, they're going to get a 17-yard play, 25-yard play here or there. But the thing that we didn't give is we did not give up that big play. And what can you say about our defense? I mean, you really can't say enough about them. They're just playing just outstanding. Our D-line's outstanding, our linebacker safeties. It was just a great all-around effort. Just our linemen just continue to play more and more solid all the time. But again, just a great, complete all-around effort. We came out healthy, which is huge. And it was. This one's leave me a little bit speechless. And someone just said, I think 101 is better than 100. And this one might have been better than last week. But we'll take them all, and they're special. And we're going to enjoy this one a little bit.
Matt, I do want to ask just a little bit about the offense in general. We've talked about the turnovers here the last couple of weeks. They really cut the number down here this week. I think just two total was all I had. But taking care of the ball and then able to get that opportunity for the touchdown when it came and using that opportunity, and that ended up being the deciding score, that nifty touchdown pass to Matthew Metzel.
Yeah, I mean, it was... You're right. I mean, we only had the two turnovers, and the last turnover, I'm going to take that one. That one was on me. That was my fault. And, you know, what the thought process was is that play had popped really big earlier, and we were just like, let's end this thing. And obviously now we look at it, we're like, we shouldn't have called it. That was completely 100% on me, completely my responsibility on it. Thankfully, just our defense held us up on it. But the other turnover was what was the other turnover? Seth, I'm trying to think back on what it was. Did we have a fumble that we lost? But you're right. I mean,
two picks.
Okay, and then the one. Okay.
The one was on the far side of the field.
Yes.
It was just that was jumped.
Yep, the route that was jumped, and that one we can fix that one up as well on the 3rd and 5. But you're right. We didn't. We did not put the ball on the ground as much, and we're going to be able to fix those things up. And it's a good feeling.
Coach, I'm going to let you go enjoy this win. Unbelievable game here tonight, 7-0. Let's go get another one at home next week against Windham.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be the plan. Thank you. Can't wait.
Coach Lundeen joining me here in the postgame. Cardinals win 7-0 here in Jackson. And, I'm going to have to dig a little bit and find the last time that Redwood Valley came away with a win against Jackson to stay undefeated here this season at 6-0. You heard Coach talking about just the game that his defense played here tonight, holding the Huskies to 161 total yards of offense and 0 points. I referenced they were coming in averaging 49.6 points per game, but the Cardinals held them in check all night long en route to the win here tonight. Of course, the lone touchdown coming from Alex Lawaji to Matthew Metzel. An 18-yard touchdown strike. That was the difference in the game here tonight as the Cardinals stay victorious 7-0 against Jackson County Central here tonight. That is going to wrap it up for our coverage. We will anoint the Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Game. We're going with Corbin Wabashaw, The defensive line for the Cardinals just ferocious all night. And we're going to go with Corbin Wabashaw as the player of the game here for the Cardinals this evening. Although I want to give a shout-out to the entire defense for the victory here tonight. Just an unbelievable game here between these two teams. And we'll do it all again next Friday. Cardinals hosting Wyndham and a chance to go to 7-0 on the season. That'll wrap up our coverage here from Jackson. Cardinals win 7-0. We'll see you all next week for more Redwood Valley Athletics on your home for Redwood Valley activities. KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR, Redwood Falls.